everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm good. How are you, Cal?
Oh, man. I tell ya, I'm having such a good time. I should almost feel guilty, but I don't.
Good for you.
Good. Hey, you know, we haven't talked about Tripod in a while.
I know, my Dylan face. He just came out of surgery, and he's doing great. I decided to go ahead, and they cut off part of his bone, his femur, and scar tissue is going to form, and everything's going to reconnect because our bodies are miraculous, and he's going to be just like new.
Hey, just in case someone's watching this for the first time, tell him this is a dog.
Oh, yeah. This is my dog, my little 5-pound Chihuahua, Dylan, and otherwise known as Dylan Face. And he had this little funny congenital leg problem. And so after trying to do all kinds of alternative things, acupuncture really did help, by the way, but it didn't do enough. And so went ahead, went for the surgery, and he's out and recovering as we speak, and he's gonna be good as new. You know, he gets to do water therapy on a treadmill.
Wow, is this like a new age dog or what?
Yes.
Does he meditate, like sitting in the lotus position and stuff?
You know, you always tell me we're not supposed to do this, but he does do seventh path with me, and he loves it, and he lays perfectly still, right up against my body, and just feeds off of all that positive energy. So yes, he meditates.
Wow. I'm speechless. Hey, you got any announcements for us?
You know what? I have this great announcement. Today, we're finally going to cover the bonus key, number 11.
Ooh. Hey, the crowd went wild.
And I also have this announcement. You know what? We're streaming right now live on ourhypnospace.com, and people are not joining us. I don't know where everybody is. I was really looking forward to it.
This was going to be our experimental one where we did this, and now, you know, so we're like recording four of them. So, you know, people obviously are watching this right now. It's not live. But what we're going to do is in the future, we'll announce that we're going to do our recording sessions on our Yahoo groups and on calbanyan.com and our HypnoSpace, our community. And then people will know. And then at the bottom of the screen, like right in front of me, is my two huge monitors. And that's why I'm always looking down, because I've got monitors, computer monitors down here. And they can, maybe we'll do one where people can type in questions or interact with us some way. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Ooh, I'd like that. I really love it when people send questions. And we've been kind of covering one per episode. And I believe we'll have some more for next episode. And, you know, I just get so excited when people send in their issues, because they're usually pertinent to what they're going through with clients right then. And so it's not just some random stuff that they dreamed up when they were sitting in bed at night. I mean, it's actual stuff that they need to know to be able to work better with their clients, and I just really appreciate every single one.
Hey, I completely agree. Before we get started, let me get my usual announcements out. If you're watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, then right below here, you got to go there, because right below the video is all the supporting information, text, notes, links, graphics for what we use in the show. And also, let's see. Oh, we're continuing our economic stimulus package, which is $300 off our 5-Path 2.0 set. It's 20 DVDs, CDs, the manuals, everything you need to, if you're already certified in hypnosis, to get certified in 5-Path. Now, you have to be certified already through a recognized organization, and it can't be one of those overnight, two-day silly. So silly. I know of, and I'm not going to name any names. You do a little research on the internet, and you'll know who it is. But there's a website that ends in EDU that offers like a weekend class, and you get to be a certified hypnotist. That's an abomination. And then those people apply to us to become certified in 5-Path. Sorry, Charlie. You got to go through a real hypnosis class, at least 100, 125, 150 hours, like the NGH certification course. That's, or like, for example, if you're already certified through the NGH, now you're ready to take on 5-Path, this would be a really good way to do it. Train in your home. So go to hypnosis.org or Banyan Hypnosis Mall, and we've got the package there. We've also got a link right underneath this video on calbanion.com. Also, our HypnoSpace, the very first hypnotist, professional hypnosis networking and socializing network. Go there, get a membership, you get a blog, you get a web page, you can join the groups, and if there's no groups there that you like, go ahead and create your own group. Groups include things like scripts, hypnosis scripts. There's some free scripts there. There's also information on how to write scripts, where you can find hypnosis scripts. There's also one on working with kids. There's a five-path group there, all that kind of stuff. Go there or be square. The NGH has a new community site. It is a site that is just there so you can start interacting with the people who actually teach the courses at the NGH convention. You get to interact with the some of the big names. Roy Hunter. Let me see. I'm going to think about all these different people. And so go there. It's thehypnotistconvention.com. Join me there. I've got a group there. You can ask questions about what I'm going to be teaching at the convention. By the way, teaching at the convention, I've got a pre-convention workshop. Now you can become a seven-path teacher or just learn seven-path for yourself. It is mind-body, spirit approach to hypnosis, self-hypnosis, where we kind of, it's almost like a meditative technique, except we get you there faster. You don't have to spend months or years learning meditation. We can get you there very quickly with hypnosis. You can learn more about seven-path by going to the7thpath.com. Put a link down below. And also, if you're open to additional sources of income or you want to lose weight, you want to find out about Cal Banion's secret weight loss and income building project, all you got to do is email me at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com or Meredith, and either one of us will spill the beans. Meredith, give them your email address.
Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com.
Outstanding. Whew. Hey, it's time to review what we've gone through so far. Wind it up and let them have it.
Okay, do you want to do that first or do you want to answer a question first?
What do you want to do?
I want to answer this question.
Okay, got a question for me? Lay it on me.
Okay, so this was sent in by Steve. Thank you very much, Steve, and he's been very patient in waiting for an answer for this. So that's why I'm so excited about getting this asked. He wants to know, in what situations would a five-path hypnotist not use the techniques that are part of Five Paths, such as age regression, forgiveness of others, forgiveness of self, and parts mediation therapy? And he gives a couple examples. He says, for example, I've heard that we wouldn't want to use it with athletes that are in the middle of a season, and I've kind of covered that a little bit in other episodes. He gives another example, for example, with pain control. For what clients would you use the hypnoanesthesia approach versus a five-path approach?
Oh, man, this is a really good question. Do you want to take on any of that? Get things started?
Well, I'll let you go ahead and start because I kind of covered the athlete thing before. I'd like to get your perspective on that.
Okay. Well, like Meredith said in the previous episode, I believe that was episode 112. Don't hold me to that. When we work with athletes and, you know, where, like, let's say they're runners, that, you know, tenths of a second or thousandths of a second can make a difference between bronze, silver, and gold. And so we don't want to get them too emotionally shook up. And when we do five path and other insight techniques like age, you know, that include age regression, parts therapy, it can kind of discombobulate people a little bit during the process. And so we don't want to shake them up while they're competing and throw them off their game. So, we, like Meredith said in the last episode, we'll mainly do direct suggestion and age progression work where we take them to the sport event and they can pre-experience or pre-vivify doing whatever it is they do in an optimal way, in a way that's better than they've ever done it. Okay. Now, the pain management system. One of my favorite packages or way to learn about, one of the things that hypnotists do so well is we work with a thing called intractable pain. And intractable pain is where someone has pain and no matter what medical science has done, no matter what the doctor has done, it's still there. And a typical example of that is phantom limb pain. For example, someone may have had an amputation of, like, for example, their leg, and they, because of the way nerves are set up and it works in the brain, they may actually feel like their foot hurts, even though the foot isn't there. And Ron Esslinger, who I call the King of Pain Management, King of Pain Management, he did a workshop for our five pathers and other people that we invited to our classroom. And what we did is we turned that into a course. And you can get that course through either hypnosis.org or through the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to check with the staff in back since this question came up and see if we can put it on special this week. To see if it's on special, go to calbanyan.com and we'll have whether or not it's on special. And usually when we have something like this come up in the podcast and we talk about a particular item that we have, we try to put it on special, save you some money. But right now, since we have the economic stimulus package, I don't know if there'll be room for another special. Check down there and you will see. Okay, so this is the deal. You can use standard hypnotic techniques for pain management, which is, for example, creating glove anesthesia or analgesia, which consists of taking someone into a deep level of hypnosis and then suggesting, for example, that their hand either becomes numb, which would be analgesia, or no feeling at all, which is anesthesia, and then teach the person how to create that on their own, and then place it in the part of their body, like neck or back, so that they can overcome that pain and manage it. Now, a real quick thing to say here is whenever you're going to work with pain management, you always, always, always need to make sure that person has been checked out by a doctor and get a referral or from the doctor to work with the pain. You don't want to remove pain unless their physician knows you're going to do that and has approved it, because sometimes the removal of pain can interfere with standard treatment or can even be dangerous. For example, the pain may cause the person to not overuse some area of their body, which would cause further injury. So always work with a medical professional, such as their doctor, and get approval to remove the pain hypnotically. So, standard hypnotic techniques for reduction or eliminating a pain. But here is the kicker. Pain almost always has an emotional component. And in Ron Esslinger's package, for example, that we published for him, he has an example of an individual who had a leg amputated and still was experiencing a great deal of discomfort. And it was only after he started working with the emotional factors, like we do in Five Path, are we able to really get the change. And so if you take the standard kind of techniques that are pain management techniques for hypnosis and add Five Path, where you are able to neutralize the emotional component of the pain, then what happens is you have the very, very most powerful system you can have. And also, Seventh Path has been shown to be a very powerful component in pain management also. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Well, not about pain, because I don't really do a lot of pain work. I do hope to get into doing more about, more of that kind of work in the future. But there are definitely other situations that I don't engage in the Five Path full process at certain points in time. Do you want me to talk a little bit about that?
Please, share.
Okay. And so, for instance, if I find out that a client is one of the reasons that they want to lose weight is because they are going to a family reunion coming up real soon, and maybe we're not able to get through the whole Five Path process, or at least not through forgiveness of others in time for the family reunion. I may opt to kind of wait or try to do double sessions to speed up the process, because the last thing I want to do is age regress a client, potentially leave some of the anger that tends to pop up after age regression or at that point in the process, and not allow us to do the forgiveness of others phase before they go, because not going to make for a very fun family reunion, right? So, I usually make sure scheduling is more the issue. It's not really a matter of not doing the phases. It's more a matter of just making sure I get them in according to their needs. And then, of course, parts mediation therapy. I'm only going to do that when somebody has secondary gain issues, when there's some reason that they may want to hold on to the behavior. Then I'll plan to do that. Otherwise, I don't do it. And typically, I don't do it with most of my clients.
That's right. Now, for me, everybody I see goes through the first four phases of 5PATH, which is phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing, phase two, age regression and age progression, phase three, forgiveness of others, phase four, forgiveness of self, because that's going to neutralize all the emotional components of the problem in addition to providing the insight for permanent change. But the fifth phase is for a special population, and that's the population that have some gain in holding on to the problem. And a few of my clients need the fifth phase. But if I was a social worker, a counselor, or a medical professional where, for example, my clients might get some kind of financial support because of their problem, and giving up the problem causes them to lose that support or sense of identity, then we will do phase five, which is parts mediation work or parts mediation therapy, which will remove the need for that secondary gain and allow even the toughest cases to be fixed. Boy, you know what? I think we need to get on to number 11.
Sounds good. You ready for me to do a little review?
Yes, but I want to tell you, you did a great job on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So did you, Cal. All right, so getting back to a quick review here. Of course, we've done about 6 episodes prior to this one, so please do check them out for all the details. But going through real quickly, key number one, proper client preparation, testing, deepening, and induction, deepening, and testing. So we want to make sure that we lay all the groundwork, get the foundation ready so that the client is really ready to do the age regression work first. So important. Key number two, choosing the correct type of age regression. So we've got all kinds of options. We've got the affect bridge. We've got the date-time regression. We've got the symptom bridge. We've got the somatic bridge and the cognitive bridge. So there's all these options that you can choose from to get your client to where we need to get them so that you can resolve their issue. Three, creating a powerful bridge. So we want to use a voice and an attitude that's congruent with bringing up the emotion. We want to notice the feedback evidenced by the client and, say to them, I can see that, by the flushing of your skin or by the way that you're breathing faster, that you've connected to it either consciously or subconsciously. It's really important to make that connection for them, to be able to bring that emotion up when you're doing the affect bridge. Key number four, we want to regress to an SSE first, not the ISE first. So the goal is not to go straight back to the initial sensitizing event. The goal is to get to a linked SSE and then bridge off of that. Number five, we want to ask the fantastic 5 questions. What is happening? How old are you? How are you feeling? What are you thinking? Or what are you thinking? How are you feeling? Whichever order, and depending on the age and what you're asking in the situation. And is the feeling familiar or new? So important that you get this information. Don't need to get a whole lot more detail than that as you're going back. And then you just keep bridging off of that. Number six, know how to confirm that you have the ISE. And there are several different ways to do that. You want to make sure that the client says that it's new. Just before the ISE, the problem does not exist. The client easily accepts information during the informed child technique and makes the ISE makes sense given the known history of the client collected in the pre-hypnosis interview. Number 7, you want to become an expert at doing the informed child technique. So many materials to help you to become an expert doing that. Also a lot of people on all the Yahoo groups that can help you to do that. So definitely look into doing that. Becoming an expert is important to really being successful in this process. Key number 8, take the client through the ISE, the initial sensitizing event, as it happened actually, okay? So we don't want to change history here. We want to do the informed child technique, then take them through it again with all the new wisdom, with all the information that the grown-up gave the child, and have them experience it in a different way. Key number 9, take the client through the SSEs. So once you've successfully gone through the ISE, if there's time, you want to go ahead and go through the SSEs, bringing all of that new wisdom and knowledge, allowing the grown-up to help them through, if necessary, through the subsequent sensitizing events. Number 10, we want to do age progression. And so you want to take the client into the future, experiencing not having the problem anymore, not having the fear anymore, not having the issue anymore. So if they're a smoker, they're going into the future choosing not to smoke. If they're an eater, going into the future choosing to do something other than eating, experiencing the success of that, which is so important to build that expectation in the client's mind and the confidence that they can actually do it. And that brings us to number 11, the bonus key.
So much for bringing everybody up to speed. And you guys, if that was too fast, go back to the previous episodes. We've got them all there on calbanion.com so that you can, you know, study them in more detail. And of course, we talked a little bit about it a few episodes ago. Obviously, if you're already an age regression hypnotherapist, you're going to get more out of this than if you've never even heard about age regression work before. And this is not sufficient training for you to become an age regression hypnotherapist. What we're doing is we're giving you, for people that haven't done age regression or have been properly trained in it, you're getting a really good idea of what kind of thing your instructor should be going over. If they're leaving this stuff out, you need to go get another instructor, because this is, I mean, the real technology, the leading technology in age regression. Don't just listen to this and start doing age regression. Age regression requires serious study and maybe even some supervision as you begin doing the work. What do you think about that, Meredith?
I agree completely.
Oh, then you're very smart. I think everyone that agrees with me is very intelligent.
One of these days I'm going to surprise you, though, and completely disagree.
Oh. All right. Number 11, the bonus key. I've got it written down over here. That's why I'm looking down. Always end with a segue. What does this mean, the segue? It's not some electrical thing that you ride around on the sidewalk. What it is I found out that some of my clients are more insightful than others. And what does that mean? I found that some people, as I did the age regression work, really were able to use those insights and transform on their own. And then I found out that some didn't really get it. I mean, they just weren't able to put it all together. So what I started doing is segueing from the age regression insight work. And I also use the segue with any kind of insight work I do. It could be forgiveness work, or it could be parts work. These are all insight processes. They get that epiphany, that aha experience, you see. And the segue, you basically do this. You've finished the age regression work, the age progression work, if you've done age progression work. And then what you do is the insights that were gained by the individual, the information they did when they did the informed child work, for example, or like Meredith so well pointed out, one of the things we will do is we'll ask the changed individual who's in regression, will say, I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. These are the insights. So when we wrap up the age regression or forgiveness work or parts therapy work, we will directly remind them, because of this experience, you've gained the following insights. And this is going to allow you to be successful in a way that you never could have been successful before. For example, let's say they were biting their nails. They came in for nail biting, and you did age regression on the nail biting, the feeling inside that they don't like. That has everything to do with why they bite their nails. And you go back through the SSEs, you go get the ISC, you transform it with the informing child, and you say, I've changed because now I know and now I feel. And you find out that the person was biting their nails as a distractor, as a way of coping with feelings of insecurity or fear or anger. then what happens is we say, you've changed because now I know how I feel. And they'll say, I changed because now I know, for example, mother always loved me, or I'm going to be safe, I get to grow up. And you say, I've changed because now I feel. And they say, now I feel safe, I feel secure, I feel loved, whatever that is. Then in the segue, we will say, and as a result of this regression, you've had the following insights. You've changed because now you know, and then whatever it is that they learned. You've changed because now you feel, and it was whatever emotional changes were experienced. And you say, because you've had these changes, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And you complete every session of age regression, parts work, forgiveness work, whatever kind of insight work you do with direct suggestion, because it is what's happened is the insight work that you've done has caused the subconscious mind to go into a state of reorganization, and they are what I call hyper-suggestible for a short period of time for any suggestions that are consistent with the change. So, example, let's say there's the person who never felt lovable. And we follow it back, that feeling of that thought, I'm not lovable, and the feeling of insecurity that goes with it. We go to the ISC. We find out that her mother has never told her, I love you. We take that child before the ISC, and we have grown up tell that child that they're lovable, or that mother did love them, or that grandma loves them, and they're lovable. And we say, you've changed because now I know. I know that I'm always lovable. And then we say, you've changed because now you feel. I feel good and safe and secure. Good. Run them through the ISC, feeling safe and secure. Run them through the SSEs, feeling safe and secure and knowing that they're lovable. And then we say, the segue. Now you've changed. And you're going to be more successful at this of overcoming your nail biting, because underneath you realize that the reason you bit your nails was because you needed to distract yourself, make yourself feel secure, get your attention away from that feeling that you weren't lovable. Now that you know that you were always lovable and you've always been safe and secure in that regard, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And then you give them some suggestions to stop the nail biting. For example, next time, consciously or subconsciously, your hands move towards your mouth where in the past you would have bitten your nails, you're going to be aware of it. You're going to straighten your hand out, and you're going to feeling of satisfaction. And just straightening your arm out is going to remind you that you are lovable. You always have been lovable. And so that's an example of how we tie together the insights gained. We tell them that because of those insights, they're going to be able to accept the suggestions more powerfully than ever before. Then you give them those suggestions, tying it together, and you take advantage of that hyper-suggestibility that can only be achieved through insight. Whew. Meredith, you got anything to add to that?
That's just huge, Cal. I mean, being able to tie it together for people, and I find with my clients, sometimes they already have those insights and just saying it helps to solidify it, and sometimes they haven't pieced it together at all. Sometimes they haven't noticed that, you know, that feeling of fear that's been living in their stomach, and as you've been kind of going through and they say, oh, I'm afraid, and you ask, where is that feeling? And it's there in their tummy, and they're coming in because of overeating, and they have no connection in their mind that, oh, that feeling is the thing that is I'm confusing with hunger. And you know, you can kind of make that connection for them in this point in the segue. And you know, lots of times they're kind of aha moments for them. Maybe they made some of the connections but not all of the connections, and it's just so powerful. And that feeling of connection, that insight, really helps them to be more suggestible so that they will accept those suggestions more than ever before, right?
Absolutely right. And you know, I want to recommend to every hypnotist out there, read my book, The Secret Language of Feelings, because it really helps you to understand that there is an emotional component to all these behaviors. Like nail biting is really feel bad, distract. Maybe you can say a little bit about, Meredith, about how The Secret Language of Feelings has made you a better age regression hypnotist.
Oh my gosh. How do I summarize that? Because I use it in every single session all throughout the way. But it helps me to understand the distracting cycle. It helps me to understand why it starts in the first place. It's a whole different perspective, coming out of the therapeutic field, the psychoanalysis kind of field, where they kind of think some people are just prone to these nervous behaviors. But no, people feel nervous for different reasons. All feelings are good. Those feelings are there to guide them according to the secret language of feelings. And what happens is they find something that makes them feel better for a little while. It distracts them from that bad feeling, the feeling inside that they don't like, for a little while. And because it works a little bit, they keep doing it. And next thing you know, creatures of habit that we all are, we've got this habit that we ultimately end up wanting to stop. And so once we remove the feeling that's, useless old feelings from the past, and we teach people what their feelings are for, then they no longer need these distractors like nail biting or drinking or eating too much or smoking. And they can actually choose, to live healthfully.
Absolutely. And so knowing how the emotions drive behavior is very, very important for anyone doing age regression work or forgiveness work. That's it. Why don't you wrap it up?
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. We just wrapped up age regression, 10 keys to successful age regression. Hope you've enjoyed it. Please do send in all your comments and questions. You can go into ourhypnospace.com, into the Ask Cal group, and post them there. You can email them to us. You can put them into one of the Yahoo groups, but you can also put feedback at the bottom of calbanyan.com underneath where we post, these videos each Friday. Thanks for tuning in. Looking forward to interacting with you more in the future. And Meredith Locker here signing off.
Also, I think the next one or two episodes, at least, we're going to dedicate just to answering your questions. So send those questions in. We might have some other topics in the future, so suggest some topics. And I think that's it. Visit my other websites, hypnosiscenter.com, hypnosis.org. Everything about hypnosis. You can even get a free directory listing, get some more clients. And let's see, of course, our Hypnospace, where we can interact and visit that new NGH website. See me there at thehypnotistsconvention.com. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.